What's up, Megs? This is Marion, and you're listening to Meg's Moments, a podcast about all things related to entrepreneurship, business, millennials, and pop culture. Today is March 6th, 2019, and this is episode number 4. Can you guys believe that it's March already? Isn't that insane? I think the last podcast I recorded was in February, so I know I've been away for a little bit. Please do forgive me. Life has honestly just been hectic. Been really, really, really busy with work. So I think I told you guys already that I actually work in sports marketing, and I work for a provincial sport organization. For those of you that are American, provinces are basically like states. And so I live in the province of Ontario, and I work for a sport organization here. So we've been pretty busy. We're kind of gearing up, heading in towards our provincial championship events. And so I'm doing a lot of coverage for that, creating a lot of graphics, banners, digital marketing related stuff, creating a lot of promo videos, social media content. So I've been pretty busy. Also been doing a few projects on the side. So things are really taking up a lot of my time, and of course, running and operating Megs. So please do forgive me for not getting this done a lot sooner, but I'm so glad that I'm able to connect with you guys again, that you guys get to hear my voice, and that we're going to be talking about something pretty super exciting today. So today's topic I have entitled, Your Network is Your Net Worth. Now, I don't know how many of you guys actually agree with that, but, and it's something that I've heard. I think it can be very subjective, but in millennial culture, in running your business, in doing anything, honestly, that involves, trying to make it to the top or trying to sell a product, your network really is your net worth. That can really make or break whether or not you can make money. That can really make or break whether or not you get the deals you need, whether or not you find the right vendors you need, whether or not you you're able to basically promote yourself, promote your business, get the clout that you need. As crazy as it sounds, your network really does contribute to somewhat of your success or your failures, you know? So we're going to get into that a little bit. I actually am speaking on this topic because last week I went to a networking session called Girl Connected Conversations. You guys can actually check out my recap blog post on that on the Meg's BTS portion of our website. So I just talk about some of the really cool people that actually came up to the event. So Jody Taylor, who's an editor for a magazine called Coveter, Lola Plaku, who actually ran the event. She's in artist management, and she does a lot of branding related stuff. And then a wonderful lady named Sharifa Murdoch, who actually works in fashion. And so it was really cool to have these ladies come out and speak to us. And to be honest with you guys, I had initially, I signed up for the event the minute that Lola had, promoted the event. And I was like, okay, great. This would be a good opportunity. I need to get out more. And funny enough, my cousin Doreen is always stating that she thinks because I don't actually live in the core of the city in Toronto. And so she was saying that I haven't really given myself a chance to kind of go downtown and network. I live quite far, and I'm a bit of a homebody. So if I'm leaving the house to meet my clients, great. If I'm leaving my house to go make money, awesome. But for the most part, I don't necessarily love going downtown. So she'd essentially been pushing me, and I was like, okay, fine. Let me just register for this event. Literally, it wasn't until 2 hours before the event that I was like, okay, fine, I'm actually gonna do this. I'm gonna go out of my way. I'm gonna go to this event. And for me, it's just networking events for the most part have been a little tricky because working in sports, you do go to a lot of those university related, sports related networking events where everybody's really going to basically plug themselves to the people that are coming to speak on the panel or the people that work for the big wigs like Nike and Adidas. And if you're from Toronto, then you'll know Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. They essentially run our three major sports teams here. And so if you basically want a job in professional sport, you need to be working for this particular company. And so every single sport related networking event I've been to has kind of been grounded in those particular, areas or spaces. And I've always found that the people that were there were my colleagues essentially that were attending these events were never really friendly. I don't know if that's the right word to use. I'm generally I'm a really big person on authenticity and kindness, and I'd go to these events, and obviously people had their goals in terms of like wanting to meet the big wig, and everybody wants to be the next Mark Cuban and be like, I was that person that went to this event and I hustled my way there and I acted like Sean Diddy Combs, which is great. Like, I think to each their own. I'm more so of a person who kind of goes to an event and like is organically able to speak to somebody and we're able to develop a relationship, and then hopefully that can blossom into both a personal relationship and a business relationship. So these events have generally always been tricky for me, and I wasn't really sure what to expect regarding this one as well, because it was heavily focused on public relations and like people in media and marketing, and so sometimes that too can get a little cliquish for me. I don't know, I just find Toronto in particular can get a little tricky in terms of that. So, and I'm not saying anything bad about any of those people. I think a lot of the people that I've met at these events are great. It really just depends on where it is you're going and who it is you meet. And so I finally summoned up the courage and I went, and honestly it was the best thing that I could have possibly done. Literally on my way up, I actually met a girl who works in like marketing, communications, public relations, and she was probably like the nicest, sweetest person I've met. And as a result, like, I ended up meeting a bunch of other people, like one of whom was her friend that had actually came to the event. And so yeah, I've been able to connect with all of these amazing people, and I felt like there was no pressure for anybody to kind of be like, I need to meet the people on the panel, and as a result I'm gonna kind of like stiff arm everybody else. And so I made some really good connections. It was really, really nice being there. And so yeah, I had a good time at this event. But after going to it, I was kind of like, you know what, I feel like there might be people out there who kind of feel the same way I felt about going to networking events or meeting people in general spaces, in terms of like helping them kind of extend their network or build their brand. And so I figured it would be something really good for us to talk about here on the Mags podcast. And so we're just going to jump right into it. So people are always talking about like, how do I actually network? And for the most part, if you've been to university or college, they always encourage going to networking events, which I think are great. But I think you need to do your research before you go to a networking event. I've seen some where they make you pay for them, so you have to ask yourself, if I pay for this, will there be a return on my investment in terms of the time I've spent, in terms of the money I've spent? Like, the people that you're going to meet at this event, will there eventually be a reward? And you have to establish like what that reward is going to be. Is it going to be you being able to get connected to somebody, or let's say you're a designer, does that mean you're going to be able to find somebody that's going to help you market your apparel, or like find a new supplier for something? Like, you have to ask yourself like what the return on the investment for this is going to be. And for the most part, I've noticed, especially in the month of March in Toronto, a lot of the networking events involve some type of panel aspect. So obviously you're going to hear people within a particular industry that you highly respect and look to speak in. So you have to ask yourself, do you really value these people's opinion? Do you think the amount of money or even the time or the amount of effort you're going to put into going into this event, will there be a reward for it in terms of what you learn, in terms of what you're able to take away from it, in terms of the people that you meet? So these are things that you guys all have to consider. Another thing is to be prepared. Like, I went to the event and I had met a girl and she was extremely great. But she didn't like, and she was running a business as well, but she didn't like have any business cards or like a business page. So these are like things that you have to be prepared for. If you are an entrepreneur going into these spaces for the sake of meeting people for business purposes, make sure you have a business card, make sure you have your social media set up, make sure you have a website, make sure you have a business email, so that if anybody who does want to contact you in the midst of you guys establishing that connection, that they'll be able to. And I think it also legitimizes yourself and makes them take you a little bit more seriously, and as a result would probably allow them to be like, okay, I actually do want to establish something with this person here on after. So take that into consideration. And you also need to know your crowd. So if you're going to this event, like I mentioned, I knew going into this event, this is wasn't my traditional sports marketing, sports management crowd. I knew the people in this audience were going to be a little bit more focused on digital marketing, or we're going to be a little bit more aware of like communications and public relations and aesthetic, right? And so in doing all of that, I knew the types of conversations that I had to establish while still being authentic and true to myself, and I knew the kinds of people that I was going to meet there, which also kind of helped me shape my mindset going into the event, as well as the questions I was going to be asking and the types of people that I wanted to connect with. So keep all of that in mind. Another way to network, or another avenue to network, through social media, and I will vouch for social media because I will tell you, I have so many very cool and amazing internet friends. On my personal social media account, I actually just finished doing like a Black History Month, like digital story every day, kind of showcasing and focusing on Black people who I thought had contributed to Black history, both past and present. And there were people that I didn't even know who were, you know, cheering me on from the sidelines. And as a result, we've been able to establish certain friendships digitally, as crazy as that sounds. And sometimes those are the people that support you most. They support you even more than the people that you know. And in doing that, we've been able to, you know, establish communication, and the next steps will obviously be to go grab a coffee if they're in my city, and eventually see how we can expand on our friendships, or expand on possibly a working relationship. And that's how people are able to build their networks. And I've actually successfully establish a business relationship through social media. So all of these things are possible. It's just about finding people that you can relate with. And I think that's why on social media, you literally need to be following people that you actually enjoy their content, or else you're going to be following people for nothing. Like, follow individuals that when you see them, you're like, hey, this person's interesting. Like, we have things in common. If you were ever to reach out to them, you would actually have a speaking point, like, to discuss with them. So take that into consideration. Social media is not completely bad. There's a really great way to connect with other people. And then through other people, so I have friends who have introduced me to other people who have allowed me to establish certain business relationships. That's honestly how I get some of my clients, through friends of a friend. Networking, I think, is so important, especially when you're meeting people through people who know you. It's a great way to have somebody vouch for you. I'll never forget when I had worked my first real job in sports. This was at the University of Toronto. I actually had a colleague named Nick who I had just kind of been like, oh, Nick, like, aren't you ever worried about like not being in the right space with the right people? And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, he basically told me that he got his job because he had a teacher, he had said, who had managed to get to know him over the years as he was in school. And the teacher is able to, you know, understand his character and like what type of a person he was, that he was a good person, he was a kind person, he was a hardworking person. And the teacher and him had a conversation, I think, about a job that Nick had wanted to apply for. And the person was like, oh, I literally like can vouch for you, basically, because he knew his character. He knew the truth about who this person was. And at the end of the day, like, Nick was able to get the job. So it's not always about having like the president of the Raptors in your court. Like, having somebody who can legitimately vouch for you, or having somebody that's connected to somebody that's connected to somebody that knows the president of the Raptors, all of these things can make a difference. So I think it's so important not only to like connect with people in that regard, but to allow yourself to kind of enhance the relationships that you currently have with people, because you never know who knows who, and you never know how beneficial that person can be to you in the long run, right? And so after you've met the person, after you've established your network and established your connections, I think this is where people tend to drop the ball. So it's so easy to be like, I went to a networking event, I met an amazing person, or I met a slew of amazing people, this was great, leaving super like happy and on a high. But what you do after this moment will literally determine whether or not you're able to actually develop a relationship with this person and actually expand your network. So just keep this in mind. The first thing that you need to do is figure out the purpose of this connection. So you met somebody at an event, okay, and let's say you run a ride sharing app and you met somebody that works like an insurance at an event. That's a really good connection. But you have to ask yourself, in contacting this person again, yes, I want to establish a business relationship with them. What is the premise and the purpose of what I will be doing? And that also guides like the next text message or phone call or email that you send that person to potentially hang out or speak further or communicate even further, right? And so have an idea of what the premise and purpose of establishing this connection or relationship will be, and then ask to meet up. I think that's always a great way, and that's always something that I do, where I'm literally like, hey, let's go grab a coffee. one thing that I actually learned this weekend from Sharifa is get to know the people that you're reaching out to. Not everybody wants to have a coffee, and I think that's such like the millennial cliche way to ask people to network and meet up. Like, if you've met somebody and maybe they enjoy doing yoga at a studio that you conveniently go to or that you've never tried out, or you find out that they have like an awesome free class, literally be like, hey, I think it would be cool if we met up and like did some yoga at the studio, and then like grabbed a juice after. Like, find things that you can relate to with the person or things that they're interested in, and I think that sparks a little bit of extra interest for them to want to meet up with you. Obviously, like, I mean, if you're meeting up with Bill Gates, probably just go grab a coffee. That's probably the coolest thing that you can do. But you never even really know, like, these people, like, through social media, through LinkedIn profiles, through communication with them, you're able to find out their interests and their likes and their dislikes. And that could really help shape how you communicate with them and the things that you do in order to establish your relationship with them. And come prepared, just like you would at an event, just like you would when you're initially trying to develop your contacts with people. Be sure that you've again figured out what it is you want from this relationship or this business partnership, and plan ahead. So when you come into the meeting, do you know everything that you possibly can know about the person? There are people who will tell you, like, especially if you're somebody who's like looking for a mentor, if you come to a meeting and you're literally asking somebody like Maverick Carter, Mav, how did you get your start? Mav's gonna be annoyed, because I can Google 75 articles that will tell me how Maverick Carter got his start as an intern at Nike, and how his friendship with LeBron James has managed to, you know, help him like roll the ball on so many things. And so do a little bit of research coming into these things. Yes, people are looking for you to ask them questions and like have insightful conversation, but they don't want to be answering boring interview style questions, especially when you could have done your research on this ahead of time. So find a way to kind of elaborate on the information about them that you already know. And I think that goes such a long way, and it creates like really good organic conversation. And at the end of the day, the both of you will recognize and realize like, hey, this is something that I'd like to pursue further in terms of establishing a business connection or even a friendship. And then last but not least, stay in touch. So just because you go to coffee once with one person doesn't mean that you guys are now friends, okay? You guys could potentially go grab a coffee again, meet up again if there are opportunities that you see fit to kind of like bring the person in on. I think this is where you start to email them again and be like, hey, it was awesome meeting with you. I have a great opportunity that I think we should be involved in. And that's like some of the things that I've done in terms of my network and my connections, like meet up with somebody for coffee, and I knew my intentions were to do something project-based with them. Automatically, like after having conversation with them, getting a better idea of what it is they were interested in, I was literally able to be like, hey, I'm working on this project with the client. I think this would be great to bring you in on. And then I've established relationships that way. So make sure you're speaking to people there on after, not just because you got your one coffee date about how to get to be the next Bill Gates or, you know, like superstar. You need to continue to enhance those relationships, because another thing is, in the midst of you having met that person at one time, you don't know who they meet you after you. So just because you had a coffee with Bob on Monday doesn't mean that Bob is not going to meet somebody who can propel your purpose and your career further on Tuesday. And so you need to keep that relationship with that person. You need to, you know, keep driving it forward, keep checking in on them. If you follow them on social media, literally be like, hey, happy birthday, hope the kids are doing well. Send them follow-up emails. If you have their phone numbers, give them calls. Hey, calling to see how you're doing. And that way the person sees a level of care in you. They also see a level of, I think it's, you know, like a recognition of like compassion. And in that, a lot of people act like they don't care about those things, but they do. And that's how people are able to be like, hey, we've been business partners or like friends for this many years, because they've recognized that you pay attention to certain details, that you're a very careful person, that you're very detail oriented. And so all of these things are extremely, extremely, extremely important. Last thing, ladies and gentlemen, the golden rule: do unto others as you would want them to do to you. Let me tell you something. When I was in undergrad, I used to send like 100 like blunt emails being like, hi, my name is Marion. I want to work in sports. I've seen what you've done. I would love to like get on a Skype call with you, to grab a coffee with you. Yo, I was like an undergrad. first year, OSAP was barely there, and I was offering to take people who were running sports companies to coffee because that's how badly I wanted to work in the sports industry. That's how badly I wanted to create these connections and partnerships with people in these environments, you know? And there would be times where, yo, there were people that I emailed and they straight up like would ignore me. There were people who I'm sure my emails would get lost in the sauce. I remember there was this one person I had actually met at an event, and like I knew every single thing about the company, like to the point that I was like, I need to be working in this space. Like I should be working there. There's no reason why I shouldn't have a job there. And so I was like, this is my make or break. Establish this connection with this person. And I emailed them being like, hey, like I would love to take you out to coffee. And guys, literally for 5 weeks, I wish I could pull up the emails and show them to you without breaking some type of professional code. The person gave me the runaround for literally 5 weeks. And I think at one point they were like, is this girl gonna give up? And I just kept being like, hey, would definitely love for us to go grab a coffee. Would love for us to like be able to reach out. And the person would be like, oh, like I'm traveling for work. Oh, like next week when I come back. And like, there were so many things that I was kind of like, I'm sure you knew this well ahead of time. And it just got to a point where the person stopped responding to my emails. But at the end of the day, I had not given up. And then recognizing the kind of disappointment involved in that situation, like I've had people who are currently doing sport management programs literally reach out to me and be like, hey, like, can I pick your brain about something? Can you let me know how you got into your master's program? I have questions about working in sport and I will email you right away because I never, ever, ever want to put anybody in a predicament like where they feel like, you know, I want to work in this space so badly. And these are the people that I'll potentially be working with when I do make it into this space, and they weren't even willing to like have a quick chat with me over the phone. I never ever want anybody to feel that way, so I'm always open to having conversations with anyone. If you guys ever have any conversations, business related, career related, you guys already know what to do. Send me an email, info@mexconsults.com, and I will get back to you. First consultations are always free. If you want to network, those are free. Like I would love to talk to you, pick my brain for all you want. If you want to establish any type of partnerships, would love to have a conversation or a coffee or a booster juice or a lemongrass shot with you. I'm open to any and everything. And so yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed today's episode. I hope you guys are networking to the best of your abilities. If you guys are going to be going to any cool networking events in your city, please drop them in our comments on our Instagram page. Let us know where you're going to go. Maybe there's somebody out there who is looking for an event that can benefit from this, who can actually meet you at the event. And let's help each other establish and expand our networks. And before I go today, I want to give a big shout out to my friend Asia Bartley. She is my rider. She lives in Ottawa, keeps me accountable. One of the reasons why like I'm staying afloat in sports marketing. I really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Meg's Moments. We hope you really enjoyed the information and the tips and tricks that we had to share with you all. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week. Follow us on social media on all platforms at Meg's Consults. And head over to our website at www.megsconsults.com. Send us an email if you're interested in starting your own business, growing your business, or just have any questions at info@megsconsults.com. We'll see you later. Bye.